And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with South Loop head football coach Matt Jagler. Coach, getting a win early in the year against Maywood Hayes Center, that had to be great to get one so early in the season for your kids.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was, especially for us. You know, we haven't had an early win for quite a while. But, yeah, it definitely helped out. You know, the first game of the year against Elm Creek was abysmal. We weren't ready. You know, that's pretty much my fault. So we turned it around, and then, you know, things are starting to look up, that's for sure.
Well, I know sometimes, Coach, you can tell a lot through a loss, just like you can a win. And I'm thinking back to last week when you took on Hitchcock County. You played a team who, when they came in to take you on, had outscored their first two opponents 116-8. You went toe-to-toe with them. They escaped with a 36-24 win, but I'm sure you had to be really proud of the effort that your kids gave against them.
Oh, yeah. And after the game, all of us were like, you know, we made a big turning point there playing against a team of that caliber. You know, if they're not sitting in Lincoln at the end of it, I'll be amazed. Yeah, we played hard. We realized, you know, I didn't know if we could match their physicality, but we did. And it was a good game for us. And, you know, we learned that, yeah, we can compete. So Hopefully that helps us out for the rest of the year.
I remember visiting with you a couple of years ago, and we were talking about some young kids that were going to get thrown into the fire. And now here they are a couple of years later, probably bigger, more mature. They've hung in there. You've got to be proud of the way some of these kids have hung in there and now are playing as older and more experienced.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, our junior class, there's what, five or six of them that have started as freshmen. And like you said, they got thrown in the fire and they took their lumps. But you can also see the maturity, you know, as they're coming through their junior year, and things are just going to get better for them.
Offensively, Coach, just looking at things statistically, certainly looks like you want to run the ball and establish the run. I know a lot of it goes through your quarterback, Trey Connell. Just talk a little bit about your offense and the way it's continued to grow through the first 3 weeks of the season.
Well, yeah, we still want to run the ball. You know, if you can't run the ball, you're going to struggle. And so we had to do some formations to be able to run the ball and do some things different. But, yeah, you know, running the ball is key. And we have a line that was very good and that can push people around. But then also, you know, we can still throw it if we need to. And we got a couple good receivers, so it's not what we call, you know, it's like a diverse offense, but, you know, we can still do a lot of things out of it.
Defensively, Coach, talk a little bit about that group. Has it progressed the way you have hoped through the first three games of the year?
We're still, some of it has. Some of it's been better than we thought. Our D-line, or I can't say our whole D-line, but we're still missing a few pieces. You know, we've got to find a nose guard that we're, you know, that's going to be the backbone of our defense. But as far as some other things, you know, our safety play, of course, has been very good, and our two DNs are just phenomenal. So there's the things, but there's a lot of things we still got to work on. We got to get better.
So what has the focus been in practice this week, Coach, as you get ready for Sandhills Thetford?
Well, mainly this week, it's a short week, so I'm just trying to get everything put in, get ready, trying to fix some of those holes we found last week in that Hitchcock County game, see if we have to move people around or what we need to do.
Talk a little bit about Sandhill Thetford, another great challenge for your kids coming up on Thursday.
But yeah, they're still Sandhill Thetford. I mean, they've been in the finals the last 2 years. They're still a strong team. Their D-line, O-line is very tough. And then they got the Cox kid at quarterback. He may be young, but he's phenomenal. We have to try to contain him. It's going to be a challenge, a heck of a challenge. You know, so you know, we look forward to it. It ought to be fun.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Thursday night.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. Thanks for the coverage.
Coach Matt Jagler joining us on our pregame show.